Today on Spotlight, we feature Dr. Job Amupanda. Now, Amupanda studied at the University of Namibia, where he graduated with a bachelor's degree in political science and from 2008 served as the president of the Students' Council. He has a BA honours and MA in political science. He also holds a BA honours in history from the University of South Africa. He founded the Stellenbosch Political Science Students Association and served as Political Education Officer and later Deputy Secretary of the South African Students' Congress. He is a former mayor of the city of Windhoek, an author and associate professor at the University of Namibia. He also is the co-founder of the Affirmative Repositioning. Dr. Amupanda, welcome to Spotlight.
Yeah, thank you very much, Vicky. Greetings to you and your listeners.
Tell us about your childhood and where you grew up.
Well, I grew up in a wonderful village called Omarara.
Mm-hmm.
It is a village that is located in what is now called Ondamwa Rural constituency of the Oshana region. Our village is between the town of Ondamwa and that's where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school at the Marara Primary School, and there after secondary school, my grade 8 until grade 12, and then I came to university in Windhoek, and then continued in Stellenbosch, came back home, and the rest is history.
Yeah. How do you think your upbringing has influenced the person that you are today?
I think because of the circumstances and the struggle that we constantly have to and the need to achieve to better our circumstances and to better our lives, to improve, because we didn't grow up in an environment of plenty. We didn't grow up. There was always a lack of this or that. So the orientation of success, of succeeding, breaking the boundaries, and moving the car to us, that just become part of your DNA. And once you have now finished with university, so once you have passed, there's always the next thing that you do. So we no longer struggle for the household, then you start struggling for the village as a whole.
And
if you are not struggling for the village, you are struggling for the region. If you're not struggling for the region, well, struggling for the larger area that includes many regions and things like that. So until you reach a stage where you realize that we now need to struggle for the country as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Those values come from that background in you. You are in that constant struggle. I would assume a person who grew up in an environment of plenty would be orientated to celebrate, to make them. They are used to a soft life, and I would assume that soft life would increase and increase. And I think sometimes your environment has an impact on your choices, the choices that you make.
Mm-hmm.
There's an impact on the value systems, there's an impact on many things. And I think the village influenced me.
Mm-hmm.
And until now, it continues to.
Now, what challenges or obstacles have you encountered along your journey, and how have they shaped you?
I started getting involved in public discourse really at a younger age, I think at 19 already. I think at 22, I was already writing newspaper articles and things like that. So in the community that when you appear on TV and you appear on newspapers, the impression is already created of you being well off.
Yeah.
Impression is already created that you have money and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't understand that when I go to that Talk of a Nation discussion, I go in a taxi. And if after that, if there's no taxi, I will obviously need to negotiate my way back to some of these platforms.
Yeah.
And they don't care about that. Their reality is that they've seen you on TV. Therefore, you are rich.
Yeah.
Therefore, you are well off. So this association with public discourse, with success, it was always a difficult challenge. And you understand it. Our communities, who do they see in the newspapers? Who's in the news? We don't really have a strong culture of community reporting, community stories about what Minister so-and-so did, Minister so-and-so went there, He's going to New York, and when he's going to New York, he's not going with a taxi. He's going with a plane.
Yes.
So you can understand how people will think.
Yeah.
And look at certain things, because sometimes hope is all our people have.
Yeah.
So though it's a challenge itself, but that challenge presents an opportunity of working. I'm not saying I'm well off, but I'm also equally acknowledge that I'm not poor either. I've made the little that I've made for myself and my family. I'm able to feed my family. I'm able to make a contribution that I can. So, and I'm very appreciative of all that, what has happened in my life.
Now, are there any particular skills or strengths that you have developed over time that you believe have been instrumental in your personal and professional growth?
I don't know whether to call it a skill. So I think I'm a child of my community. And I don't really attribute everything that has happened in my life to me per se. For instance, I know, for instance, there's a lot of things that happen. There will be people who will be planning about me, and I will always know. Somebody will come and tell me. So I don't know whether to call that it's a skill that I have, but I'm very fortunate. So everything else that I do, maybe the skills and the ability to survive, ability to navigate, ability to anticipate. I am a political scientist by training. I went to school, studied politics, and I practice what I learned. And that has been of great assistance. There's been a great assistance, and they have assisted me. So the synergies between my field of study, my profession, and my practices. You find somebody is a biologist, and this biologist spend a lot of time maybe trying entrepreneurship. I don't do that. I studied politics, and I do politics, and politics have become my life over the past, what, I think 20 years now.
And then what are some of your proudest achievements or milestones in your life and your career?
I always live my life setting targets. I live my life in accordance to what we call management by objectives. It basically means I set goals and targets to be achieved at certain intervals. I set goals and targets to be achieved using a particular strategy. My proudest moment was always those times when I tick off my targets, strategies, and tactics. So that's always something that gets me excited. I wanted to be a professor in my youth. I managed to achieve that. I wanted to be the first one to get a PhD in political science at the University of Namibia. Many of those targets that I managed. So it is not necessarily the outcome that excites me.
It's achieving. Yeah.
It's the attainment of a goal. So in other words, I say that I want to be able to cook in the shortest period of time. So by the time I've managed to cook, I will not be celebrating to say, oh, this is the greatest salad. So, by the way, I don't know how to cook. It's just an analogy. So once I achieve that cooking in a particular time, in a particular field, that's what excites me the most. Instead of a product. And it even happens in various ways. Like I face a lot of challenges. And when those challenges come, I set goals and I say to myself, I'm going to defeat this. I'm going to make. So once I achieve it, I look back and I'm thinking, yo, it was such a journey. And there's been quite a number of them. And those goals that I managed to achieve. I remember when I went to Stellenbosch, for instance, I wanted to be able to save up money for electricity. So while working at Stellenbosch in South Africa, I used to have an APSA account, and I will be paying the money into that APSA account until at one point it was sufficient, it was enough. So then I went home and I went to Norred. And I paid that money. Remember, it was a lot of money. We now had electricity. It was quite a wonderful experience for me. By the time the light went on, I was not celebrating the lights going on, but I was celebrating the fact that I wanted to by the time I come back from some university, when I come back from South Africa, I wanted to be able to have provided the electricity for my family.
Yeah.
And that was the most wonderful
Yeah.
things.